and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the incredible.
Ladies and gentlemen. So are you ready for your show?
Hola, baby. Soy little Steven. Bienvenido a Little Steven's Underground Garage and Rock FM.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Buenas noches, familia. Soy Carlos Medina y un domingo más nos reunimos en torno al Underground Garage de Little Steven para despedir el fin de semana a ritmo de rock and roll. Y esta noche será así más que nunca. Juntos bucearemos en la música que nos ha preparado Stevie. De hecho, no nos entretenemos más. Viajamos 51 años atrás en el tiempo. En 1965, The Who debutaban en esto del rock and roll con el álbum My Generation. De aquel disco extraemos su séptimo corte, The Kids Are All Right. Con ella le damos la bienvenida a Little Steven. Buenas noches, arrancamos.
I don't mind for the guys dancing with my girl. That's fine, I know them all pretty well. But I know sometimes I must get out.
He was born in Chicago. The rumor of his beginning was that he was the illegitimate son of a Spanish nobleman and a washerwoman. And the rumor of his end was that his body was frozen in liquid nitrogen, awaiting a time when medical science could be advanced to the point he could be reanimated. Neither rumor has ever been confirmed. What we do know is that Walt Disney's passion for drawing and art was obvious from a very early age. By 7, he was selling sketches to his neighbors. At 14, he was studying at the Kansas City Art Institute. And in 1918, at the age of 16, he tried to enlist in the Army to fight in World War I. When rejected because of his age, he joined the Red Cross and spent a year driving an ambulance in France. An ambulance, by the way, covered with his own cartoon drawings instead of camouflage. He got into animation the minute he got back and started to create the Alice comedies about a real girl and her adventures in an animated world. When this venture went bankrupt, his brother Roy invited him out to California, where they pooled their savings, about $500, borrowed another $500, and set up shop in their uncle's garage. They would complete the Alice comedies, calling it Alice in Cartoonland, and sell it, and so began a fabulous career. On November 18, 1928, Mickey Mouse made his screen debut in the world's first synchronized sound cartoon. In 1937, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, the first full-length animated feature, would be the first of 100 successful movies Disney Studios would create. His fondest dream would come true July of 1955, when the Disneyland theme park would open up. To celebrate, ABC broadcast a TV special featuring a bunch of kids known as Mouseketeers. These regular kids, specifically not actors, would be given their own show October 3rd, 1955. It would be called the Mickey Mouse Club Show. It consisted of 39 preteen Caucasian boys and girls, a couple of song and dance numbers, a cartoon or two, and serialized stories beginning with the Hardy Boys. Annette Funicello would be the first child star to cross into a successful showbiz career, emerging from the first four-year, 360-episode run. But she wouldn't be the last. A new Mickey Mouse Club ran for two seasons in 1977, and a third would be introduced for the new Disney Channel in 1989 and would run about 5 years. It was from this last one Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, and Justin Timberlake would be discovered. In the original 50s show, each day of the week had a theme. Tuesday was guest star day, Wednesday anything can happen day, Thursday circus day, and Friday talent roundup day. What is most interesting is that in the 50s, music was considered such an integral, essential part of our culture that it not only wasn't eliminated from our school system, as it is tragically today, it was given its own day. That's right. On the Mickey Mouse Club, Monday was Fun with Music Day.
Watch the Mickey Mouse Club, because you know what today is? Today is Wednesday. It's anything can happen day.
Go to the place and make up poems from the sayings on the John walls. The last time I was there, some cat had carved Mickey Mouse as a fink on the toilet seat. Hope he didn't cut himself.
We'll be right back.
We started the show with The Kids Are All Right. Pete Townsend writing for The Who, his band. Produced by the great Shel Talmy. I know, don't tell Roger it's his band. You know? For their band. And started our salute to the Mickey Mouse Club. The Soupy Sales, his classic, Do the Mouse. We've been doing the mouse around this studio, too, I'll tell you that. But I digress already. Social Distortion, Mommy's Little Monster. Speaking of Mouseketeers, Good Golly Miss Molly, that's the Little Richards. The album is Bama Lama Bama Loo. Produced by Little Robert and Little Pat. Get it from SympathyRecords.com. Heart of a Rat. We couldn't resist. I don't know. Rocket from the Crypt. Of course, Speedo from Rocket has a new band, Night Marchers. We've been playing the heck out of that one. And actually, Heart of a Rat ended up on Coolest Songs in the World, Volume 7, WickedCoolRecords.com. Mickey's Monkey, one of the Miracles' biggest hits, and oddly enough, not written by Smokey Robinson, a member of the Miracles at the time, written by Holland Dozier and Holland, most likely referring to Motown A&R director Mickey Stevenson. Big record for the Miracles, 1963. So thank you, Mr. Disney. We're calling the whole show Fun With Music Day.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Doreen. It's time for Words to Grow By. Do you have some for us?
Yes, I do, Jimmy.
Well, good. Okay, Mouseketeers, listen closely to Doreen.
Beauty is as beauty does. That's what wise men say. Now, if you would be beautiful, do this every day. Help someone who's feeling blue. Let kindness be your guide. For beauty isn't only looks, it's what you've got inside.
Oh, thank you, Doreen. Wonderful words to grow by.
Sigues en Rock FM despidiendo el fin de semana junto a Little Steven en el Underground Garage. A comienzos de semana recordábamos que un 3 de octubre de 1938 nacía Eddie Cochran en Albert Lee, Minnesota. Un músico de gran talento que hizo sus pinitos también en el mundo del cine, pero que desgraciadamente falleció siendo muy joven. Perdió la vida con 21 años, víctima de un accidente de tráfico mientras se encontraba de gira por Inglaterra. Un año antes de fallecer, sufrió la terrible pérdida de sus amigos, de Big Bopper, Richie Valens y Buddy Holly, en aquel tristemente famoso accidente aéreo en febrero de 1959. A sus amigos, Cochran les dedicó la canción Three Stars. Esta noche le recordamos en el Underground Garage con uno de sus grandes clásicos, Summertime Blues. Esto y más nos espera con Little Steven aquí en Rock FM. ¡Dale, maestro!
Welcome back to the Underground Garage. There's a lot going on this week. I mean, historical-like speaking. Thomas Edison showed his first movie, and no, it wasn't in 3D, in 1889. The same year and the same day the Moulin Rouge opened in Paris. The first World Series was broadcast this week, 1921. Ozzy married Harriet, 1935. There'd be no family values without that. A lot of TV action, in addition to the Mickey Mouse Club. Dick Van Dyke premiered 1961, and more importantly, Mr. Ed. Yes, it was a show about a talking horse. I know, 1961's a little early for drugs, you're thinking, but there was some around back then. And his birthday's all over the place. We're going to get to three of them, but we got Chubby Checker and Stevie Ray Vaughan on the third. Buster Keaton and Anne Rice on the fourth this week. John Lennon, Peter Tosh, and John Entwistle all on the ninth. An amazing day that is. And on October 3rd, we got Ray Edward Cochran. You can call him Eddie. Born in Albert Lee, Minnesota, the family ended up in L.A., where Eddie was told he didn't have the lip for the trombone. So he gave it to La Bamba and learned guitar instead. In 1951, he and compadre Conrad Connie Smith and some other cat formed a trio and started practicing in the back room of the Bell Gardens Music Center. Most of Eddie Cochran's audience would remember him as a good-looking singer, many of whom in those days used the guitar as a prop, but he really could play. He studied Chet Atkins and Bill Mathis and could play honky-tonk in F, which all you guitar players out there know is practically impossible. He could hear a solo on a record, and no matter how fast it was, play it right back to you. But he didn't play that much in public, really. Eddie was wide open about his love for the music of Elvis Presley, but he had his own thing going. He was called the White Chuck Berry because of his ability to write songs that communicated teenage reality. In other words, frustration, and even more painful frustration. But he could have just as correctly been called the equally white Buddy Holly, I suppose. The Summertime Blues, Something Else, Come On Everybody, 20 Flight Rock, and many other classics influenced everybody. In the 50s, we wanted our rock and roll stars to be good-looking hoods, combing their hair, sipping cherry Cokes, and gunning their hot rods, waiting for that sexiest chick in the world to climb into the passenger seat. That's the picture we want to remember. We lost Eddie Cochran Easter 1960 in the middle of a bunch of English one-nighters when a tire blew out and sent him into a lamppost. Girlfriend Sharon Sheely next to him, and Gene Vincent asleep in back. But it's that picture of the good-looking hood combing his hair that we'll always remember.
Oh, look at there. Here she comes. Here comes that girl again. Wanted to date her since I don't know when. But she don't notice me when I pass. With older guys from out of my class. But that can't stop me from thinking to myself. She's your fine looking man. She's something else. Hey, look at there. Across the street. There's a car made just for me. To own that car would be a luxury. But right now I can't afford the gas. A brand new convertible is out of my. But that can't stop me from thinking to myself. That car's fine looking, man. It's something else. Hey, look here. Just wait and see. Work hard and save my dough. I'll buy that car that I've been wanting so. Get me that girl and we'll go riding around. We'll look real sharp with a white drop down. I'll keep right on it. When it all comes true, man, wow, that's something else. Look at here. What's all this?
Never thought I'd do this before. But here I am, I'm knocking on a door. My car's out front, and it's all mine. Just a 41 Ford, not a 59. I got that girl, and I'm a-thinking to myself.
She's sure fine looking, man. Wow, she's something else.
Don't Since 1945, an increasing number of men have chosen the beautification of womankind as a career. Their customers have confidence in their judgment, because, after all, who is more appreciative of beautiful women than a man?
Hold me close and tell me how you feel. Tell me love is real. Whisper soft and true. Darling, I love you. I long to hear, darling, when you're near. Words of love you whisper soft and true. Darling, I love you.
Where do you live, Jester?
On the sunny side of the street, fuzzy fellow.
Is that where you were arrested?
You know where I was busted, Fuzz.
Was there anybody with you when you were arrested?
No, man, I was suspended in midair all by myself.
Yeah. picked up in the Standells. You're listening to Little Steven in the Underground Garage, celebrating the anniversary of the Mickey Mouse Club. Why? Because we like you.
Started with the great Eddie Cochran, considered by many at the time to be yet another Elvis Presley impersonator. We know much better now. Just a fantastic artist taken from us way too early. 22 years old, Something Else, his 11th single, written by Eddie and his girlfriend Sharon Sheely, and produced by Eddie and Jerry Capehart. Count on Me, from Bunny Carlos. The album is Greetings from Bunnyzuela. He produced the album, and the track is a cover. Norwegian band Fra Lippo Lippi. Get it from BunnyCarlos.com. Buddy Holly started out recording, of course, as the Crickets. Then started going like every other record. Crickets and one solo Buddy Holly. That was the Beatles version of Words of Love from Beatles for Sale, their fourth album in about 14 months. I kid you not. The Pandora is absolutely essential, magnificent, all-girl garage rock, written and sung by Paula Pierce, who we lost very early, and produced by Bill England. And a Standell, Sometimes Good Guys Don't Wear White, written and produced by Ed Cobb. We'll be right back with, well, here's a little hint.
We are morons, tried and true, and we'll do our yell for you.
Está Estás en Rock FM escuchando el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Un 7 de febrero de 1973 salió publicado el tercer disco de los americanos The Stooges, con Iggy Pop a las voces. El título del álbum fue Raw Power, y si bien a día de hoy está considerado como un disco de culto, su lanzamiento es cierto que pasó sin demasiada atención. Kurt Cobain, por ejemplo, dejó escrito en sus memorias que Raw Power era uno de sus discos favoritos de siempre, y nosotros, esta noche, lo recordaremos con una de sus canciones, Search and Destroy. El título de la canción, por cierto, viene de un artículo que leyó Iggy Pop en la revista Time con motivo de la guerra de Vietnam. Todo tuyo, Little.
Welcome back to the Underground Garage. We got another birthday we're celebrating this week. October 5th is the birthday of our freak of the week, Larry Fine. Yeah, Mel Gibson's favorite actor, was born Louis Feinberg in Philadelphia. His showbiz career started early when his father propped him up on a jewelry showcase at the age of 2 to show his relatives how good he could dance. He danced for about 10 seconds and then fell backwards through the glass case. But his luck was already good, and he emerged unharmed. By 15, he was earning a living in vaudeville, playing the violin, dancing, telling jokes, and occasionally boxing for extra money. Chicago, 1925, at the Rainbow Gardens. Larry did his act, and in the audience was Moe and Shep Howard and their manager, Ted Healy. They had their own vaudeville act, and Shep wanted to leave, so he suggested they get Larry to replace him. Ted Healy told Larry he'd pay him $90 a week and throw in another $10 if he'd lose the violin. Curly, another Howard brother, would join soon thereafter, and the Three Stooges were born. Offstage, Larry was a social butterfly, he and his wife always having dinner parties in the hotel suites where they lived most of the time, since Larry's wife was not a big fan of doing housework. He would spend every penny he made on anybody who asked, and whatever was left, he usually lost at the track or in card games. But it was he who suggested giving a piece of their salaries to Curly after he had a stroke and had to leave the act. The quiet one, the mostly straight man, the best actor of them all, never a complaint, devil may care to the end, our freak of the week, Larry Fine.
In the middle of a firefight. We were going to take you on a trip, too.
What kind of a trip?
A hunting trip, where you can commute with nature, live in the outdoors, breathe fresh air. It'll make a new man out of you. Picture yourself in the great outdoors, under the beautiful blue sky.
Wonderful.
An open campfire blazing away. And off in the distance, we hear the call of the wolf. Quiet, Wolf!
Why you...
Go away.
Magic for
say when he sees it?
You forget. Mo is no longer with us. The bear ate him up.
Poor Mo!
Oh, woe is Mo.
Oh, woe is you.
Whoa, Mo!
Hi, I'm Peter Falk, and you are with Little Steven in the Underground Garage. Oh, just one more thing. It's a very cool place to be.
Once I had a pretty girl, her name it doesn't matter. She went away with another guy, now he won't even look at her. Hats off to Larry, he broke your heart, just like you broke mine when you said we was part. He told her you lies, now it's your turn to cry, cry, cry. Now that Larry said goodbye to you, I know this may sound strange, I want you back, I think you'll change. But there's one more thing I gotta say. Hats off to Larry. It may sound cruel, but you laughed at me when you said we were through. You told me lies, it's your turn to cry, cry, cry. Now that Larry said goodbye to you.
That tribute to Larry Fine with what else? The Stooges. Search and Destroy from their third album, Raw Power. Darling Love with Larry Fine, Fine Boy. Yes, that is an Ellie Greenwich, Jeff Barry, Phil Spector classic, produced by Phil, arranged by Jack Nitzsche. 1963. Magical is the Anderson Council. Their new album, Assorted Colors, the best of, chock full of cool songs. Magical, written by Peter Horvath and sung by him. And he co-produced it with Kurt Ryle. Get it from gemrecordings.com, gem with a J. Moby Grape with Fall on You. And their amazing first album, one of the great debut albums of all time. Peter Lewis wrote that one. David Rubinson producing, 1967. Baby's Gone Bad, yeah, from the Kurt Baker combo. Very cool stuff, written by Kurt. And he co-produced it with Jorge Caldon. Get it from wickedcoolrecords.com. And hats off to Larry. The great Del Shannon. You didn't really want to call him Charles Whedon Westover, did you? He had to change his name. His second single, cool stuff. Him and the wild man Max Crook on that crazy keyboard. Max called his Musitron. It's actually some kind of clavioline that he customized. Cool stuff. Happy birthday, Larry.
En una noche plagada de buena música no nos podía faltar uno de los momentos más especiales del show. La canción más chula de la semana aquí en el Underground Garage de Rock FM. Esta noche Little Steven nos presenta a la banda que más le ha llamado la atención estos días, Jeremy and the Harlequins. La canción que ha elegido es Rhythm Don't Lie, como canción más chula de la semana aquí en Rock FM. Dale, Little.
Coolest song of the world this week comes from Hell's Kitchen, New York City. Please welcome back to the Underground Garage stage, Jeremy and the Harlequins.
I told the guy, "You blind?" He said, "I hit you, didn't I?" I mean, it was the same thing when I was a kid. No respect. My old man told me Mickey Mouse died in a cancer experiment.
My little What the hell? Why are they blocking out all the good stuff?
It's the Van Show, starring Van.
They're messing with my shows!
Come to think of it, there was something very different about that Honeymooners episode I watched today.
One of these days, Alice, one of these days!
I'm gonna help stimulate the economy by buying an American car.
This must be the FCC overreacting to the David Hyde Pierce incident. They're censoring anything that might be viewed as unpleasant.
What the hell? They let Sarah Jessica Parker's face on TV and she looks like a foot.
I wanted to mold you into. But you're not even there. I mean, how can I mold you when you're not there? Alfred!
Honey, I don't want to hurt you. I want to change you.
That set with our coolest song in the world this week, Rhythm Don't Lie, from Jeremy and the Harlequins. The new album is Into the Night, available as we speak at yeprock.com. Jeremy Fury wrote it. He's joined by Craig Vaughn, Patrick Meyer, Bobby Ever, and Stevie Fury. The band produced it. And you remember Jeremy and the Harlequins had the audience voted coolest song of the year last year with Trip Into the Light. So they're back. Our coolest song in the world this week, Rhythm Don't Lie, Jeremy and the Harlequins. A cool girl group classic from Tracy Day, I Won't Tell, written by the amazing Bob Crew and Bob Gaudio. That's right. The duo that brought you the Four Seasons record. And Bob Crew produced it in 1964. Stay Gold, also the title track of Butch Walker's new album. He wrote it and produced it with Ryan Adams. Get it from DangerBirdRecords.com. And Freddie Boom Boom Cannon, Palisades Park, written by the amazing Chuck Barris. Hey Chuck, hope you're listening. Another Bob Crew production. Bob's all over this show. Co-produced with Frank Slay for Swan 1962. We'll be back with the original So You Think You Can Dance.
Sigues escuchando el Underground Garage de Little Steven aquí en Rock FM. En este ratito de radio vamos a conocer la música de un artista muy especial como fue el señor Bobby Darin. Actor, multiinstrumentista, compositor, Darin nació un 14 de mayo de 1936 en East Harlem, Nueva York. Su vida transcurrió sobre un escenario o frente a las cámaras, pero también se acercó al mundo de la política. Tanto fue así que apoyó en su campaña presidencial a Robert F. Kennedy, hermano menor de John Kennedy. Bobby Kennedy fue también asesinado, al igual que su hermano. Ocurrió en 1968. Kennedy recibió varios disparos en los pasillos del Hotel Ambassador de Los Ángeles. Aquel día, nuestro protagonista Bobby Darin se encontraba con la comitiva que acompañaba al candidato Kennedy. Recordamos a Bobby Darin con uno de sus grandes, grandes éxitos, Splish Splash. ¡Dale, Little!
Welcome back to the Underground Garage. Amongst all the historical action this week, American Bandstand started October 7th, 1952. It was a local show in Philadelphia called Bob Horn's Bandstand. But after a little problem, a drunken driving arrest, July 9th, 1956, a new host was found. His name was Richard Wagstaff Clark. His parents obviously being Marx Brothers fans, but you can call him Dick. The show went national August 5th, 1957, and Dick Clark gave national exposure to Chuck Berry, Jerry Lee Lewis, Bobby Darin, and everybody else crossing over into the pop world. Dick Clark's career would be controversial, but as a kid growing up, American Bandstand was very important to all of us. And then for icing on the cake, he also produced Where the Action Is, which was even more fun.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath, long about a Saturday night. Yeah, a rub dub, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was alright. Well, I stepped out the
tub, I put my feet on the floor. I wrap the towel around me and I open the door. And in a splish splash, I jump back in the bath. Well, I was out of know there was a party going on. There was a splishing and a splashing, reeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rocking and a rolling. Saw the whole gang dancing on my living room rug. Yeah, flip-flop, they was doing the bop. All the teens had to dance in blood. There was Lollipop with a Peggy Sue. Good golly, Miss Molly was a even there too. A willa splish splash, I forgot about the bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on. Yeah, I was a rolling and a strolling, feeling with the feel, moving and a splishing and a splashing. Hey, yeah.
Hi, this is Dick Clark, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage playing songs with a good beat you can dance to.
After 6 hours of school, I had enough of the day. I hit the radio dial and tuned it up all the way.
I got a dance.
There's a scientific explanation.
A scientific explanation?
Yeah, medical cause. Something called chorea.
Dancing sickness.
Yeah, same virus as dance. It affects groups of people, causing unexplained outbursts of uncontrollable jerks and spasms.
Yeah, it hasn't been seen or diagnosed since the Middle Ages.
You're obviously not a fan of American Bandstand, Scully.
Saturday night, the sun.
Hey, did anybody ever tell you that you look just like Connie Stevens?
You do, I really mean it.
For real?
Yeah, I met her once at a Dick Clark roadshow.
Yeah, you really think I look like her?
Yeah, I really think you do. You look like Connie Stevens. What's your name?
Debbie. You know, I always thought I looked like Sandra Dee.
Oh, yeah, well, you look a lot like her, too.
Yeah, is this your call?
Yeah. I'm Terry the... Well, they usually call me Terry the Tiger.
Yeah, it's really tough looking.
What school you go to?
Dewey. Kenley Rubber.
Yeah, I got a 327 Chevy in it. It's got 6 drum brakes.
Ah, it's bitchin' tuck and roll. You know, I really love the feel of tuck and roll upholstery.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, then I'll come in. I'll let you feel it. I mean, you know, you can touch it if you want. I'll let you feel the upholstery.
Okay.
Woman up on the second floor. If I get away this time, I won't be trapped no more. So you raise your window so I can ease out soft and slow. None of your neighbors won't be talking that stuff that they don't know. Just can't go out that door. Cause I see a man downstairs, might be your man, I don't know. I'm foolish to be in here on the first place. I know someone that's gonna walk in and take my place, but ain't no way in the world I'm going out that door. Man, I don't know.
Light man, it's a psych out. See the pleasure lovers who live it like it is, where it's at. Make the scene with the rebels, the hippies who think that flower power rules over everything and everybody. Psych out. Dick Clark presents the hallucinatory world of the Flower Children as they parade up and down the streets of San Francisco's Haight-Ashbury district. Psych Out was filmed entirely on location in hippie heaven. See the mind blowers in action. Watch the psychedelic dropouts as they psych out, psych out, psych out.
Go!
started our tribute to Bandstand with the amazing Bobby Darin. Splish Splash, Bobby in his rock and roll period, he was good at everything. He'd be great in his big band period. He'd be great in his folk rock period. We lost him way too early also. You know who got co-writing credit on that? Murray the K's mother. That's right, Mama the K. You see, he would say Bobby Darin and Gene Murray because Murray's mother said, Bobby, I bet you can't write a song starting to splish splash, I was taking a bath. Murray held the money and Bobby won. Dance, dance, dance was the Beach Boys. I don't make this stuff up. From their seventh album already in 1965. Yeah, Brian Wilson, Mike Love, Carl Wilson writing that one. And Brian producing. One of their 1,000 hits. Dandy from Ian Hunter and the Rant Band. Ian wrote it as a tribute to David Bowie and co-produced it with Andy York. Sonny Boy Williamson, One Way Out. A Sonny Boy covering Elmore James, his buddy. Produced by the Chess Brothers. Probably more Leonard than Phil, but give them both credit. And we played Brown Sugar by the Rolling Stones. We played it by Little Richard, who has a hell of a version. But, you know, I don't know. It's in that mood. Sticky Fingers, their 11th album. I know, it's much later than we usually play, I know. That's probably the newest Rolling Stones song we've ever played. I ain't gonna make a habit of it. It's cool stuff, though. Their second magical period, Beggar's Banquet, Let It Bleed, Sticky Fingers, and Exile on Main Street, the Jimmy Miller years. And thank you, Dick Clark. You did a good thing.
I have to face stupid reality again.
We want to thank our presenting sponsor, the Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, Hotels, and Casinos Worldwide. We want to thank Voice of America, Jimmy Bertel, which goes to all over the not-so-free world. And we want to thank American Forces Radio, where we are in 177 countries. Yeah, that's Curtis Eckstein and Thomas Arnholt. Thank you, Curtis and Tommy. Don't forget, if you're up there in... what town's that in?
Rochester!
Thank you, Jack. If you're up there in Rochester, go visit Andy Babuke. Or you can reach him, of course, the modern way, Andy Babuke's fabgear.com. But go to the joint itself, which is very cool. Andy Babuke's Fab Gear.
Allow me. I'm a bit of a famous mimic in my own small way, you know. James Cagney. Hello there, this is the famous Ringo here, Gear Fab. What is it that I can do for you, as it were, Gear Fab?
Not a bit like Cagney.
Yeah, that Scotland Yard always gets it wrong. Not Gear Fab, it's Fab Gear. And if somebody gets you a radio station for your birthday, call up Andy Denmark and Lori Logan at unitedstations.com. And then you can broadcast this radio show. Go to undergroundgarage.com for various contests, and you can check out the archives of some 600 shows or so. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/undergroundgarage. Follow us on Twitter at Stevie Van Zandt. I want to thank our inevitable producer, Dennis Mortensen, our coordinating producer, Jeremy Tufano, and I want to thank Alan Freed, without whom we would not be here. Thank you all out there. We'll see you all next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
Nice ride.
Come back to Jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment.
That's entertainment.
Bueno, familia, llegamos al final del Underground Garage de esta noche. Hemos prestado especial atención a la música que nos tenía preparada Little Steven para esta noche de domingo. Espero que la hayas disfrutado. Yo soy Carlos Medina y el domingo que viene te espero nuevamente a las 10 de la noche aquí en Rock FM en el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Hasta entonces, por supuesto, feliz semana. Un abrazo. Little, buenas noches.